शांति। ओम शांति। ओम शांति। स्पेशल वेलकम टू ऑल बाबास ज्यूल्स, स्पेशल ज्यूल्स to this special gathering. It's great to see so many of you being with Baba for nearly 30 years. I remember once Avyakt Babdada said, being in foreign country, even if you are 25 years in Gyan, it's equal to 50 years of Bharatvasis being in Gyan. Why? Because it's a great challenge for those who live outside India to follow Baba's knowledge, Baba's principles, living at home. So, on behalf of Baba, congratulations, congratulations, and congratulations. In a way, each one of you become the foundation of this Kalpa tree. Now we talk about ancestor souls. In one way, each one of us are ancestors wherever we are serving. Ancestor souls means souls who have experience, who have been the foundation, who have been the seed of seva in whichever country you are instruments for. So it is great to see, in a way, sometimes Baba would call souls of your kind as Avinashi Ratan, imperishable jewel, original jewels, who are always looked upon other Brahmins as our elders. So we have certain rights and certain responsibilities. I am not sure how many of you have met Avyakt Babdada in person when Baba was giving personal blessing in Om Shanti Bhavan. How many of you have received that? Babdada's meeting on the stage, when Baba has met one-to-one, any one of you? Only one. Anyone, can you raise your hand? How many of you? Drishti. Yeah. So we are lucky even to have Drishti, even to have one-to-one meeting. Baba speaking words of blessings for us. So, you know, in the path of bhakti, people become very happy when they get only one blessing from the guru. Only one blessing. And they cherish that blessing lifelong. And here, we are being sustained, showered by the blessings of not just Sadguru, father, teacher, all relationships. So how lucky we are. So we know that since we have become Baba's children, there is the omen of Jupiter over us. There is the canopy of Baba's protection on our head. So we are constantly protected, constantly sustained by Baba in all different relationships. And I'm sure each one of you feel in your heart, what can I do in order to give the return for what Baba has given me? Yeah, you think about it. What can I do to return for what Baba has done to me? Of course, you know, there is one song in which it says, even if I take 84 births in the cycle of life, I cannot pay back what Baba has given. But still, we can do something. So what do you think you can do in order to return to what Baba has given us? Self-transformation. That much responsibility I can take, right? We can't take responsibility to change others, but we can take the responsibility to change ourselves. So when I talk about self-transformation, I mean our deep-rooted sanskara. You know, each one of us have some sanskara which are very strong and deep-rooted. So when I am able to realize and burn that sanskara in the volcanic yoga, so that is my return to Baba. So in simple words, Baba said one time, to give the return means to make a turn. Make a turn, that means transform. Because many of the Brahmins who have come recently have not even met Dadi Prakash Mani, Dadi Janki, Dadi Gulzar, Ratan Mohini Dadi, Chandramani Dadi, our ancestor souls. We all have had the privilege to take drishti from them, to listen to their words of wisdom, and to receive toli from their hands. So how lucky we are. You know, sometimes it is very nice for each one of us to sit and sing the song of my own fortune. I remember Baba used to say, you will begin to feel how fortunate you are when other people will come and start to praise your fortune, then you begin to realize how fortunate I was. But before that, why not I create the awareness of my fortune? Because what you have seen in Brahmin life, the new BKs did not see. Right? What you have experienced, they did not experience. So that means that I am in the category of the most fortunate soul. So it is not a less fortune to have had sustenance directly from dadis and dadas like Jagdish Bhai, Ramesh Bhai, Nirbhar Bhai, Brij Mohan Bhai, you know. We have had that direct encounter with them. So we can recall even one special quality from each one of them. And that can become a big rosary. And that can help us to become equal to Baba. Now the current effort all of us need to make according to the last Murli of Baba is to become complete and equal. To become complete and equal. Complete first and equal. So that means I have to first of all see the Father, Mother. That's the first step. To become complete and equal, the first step is to see Mother and Father. Second step is to follow Mother and Father. And third step is to become equal. So let me check myself to what extent I have the role model of Brahma Baba, Mamma, in front of me. You know, so that anything that happens in my life, I am able to refer to their example. Because many of us, we have not seen Baba in Sakar, but we have seen Dadi Prakashmani, we have seen Dadi Janki. So we can always refer to their practical life. Like say for example, Baba says, transform karma yoga, karma bhog into karma yoga. Suffering of karma into karma yoga. So Dadi Janki was the perfect example. Dadi Gulsar was another example in front of us to reveal to us what it means to transform suffering of karma into karma yoga. So one simple way is you have pain in the body, but you don't have sorrow in the mind. You don't have sorrow in the mind, but you have pain in the body. So that means your pain becomes like a pinprick. And the second thing, very interesting thing, is that we would never use the word they are settling their karmic accounts. If you ask Dadi Janki when she is sick, is she settling her karmic account? She said, no way. Actually, they create the fortune of many souls through their physical ailments. Interesting, isn't it? Just one example, Dadi Gulzar. She had cancer operation. Dr. Ashok Mehta operated on her. Today the operation was done, and then next day, doctor came. Instead of doctor wishing the patient good morning, the patient is wishing the doctor, good morning, how are you, doctor, today? So the doctor was shocked. Then doctor asked her, do you have pain? She said, no. He said, no, you must have pain. I have also gone through operation, I know. She did not literally have any pain. That actually inspired him to find out who this lady is, what kind of mental power she got, that she don't feel pain. Same thing with, then he took course and he became Baba's air quality soul. Same thing when Nirbhar Bhai had open heart surgery. That became the cause for opening Global Hospital. So they have created the fortune of many souls through their sickness. So you don't call it as settling. You understand? If you are settling, you are really going through the suffering, pain, ailments. But they did not. So we have seen that example. Now, in front of souls who are coming now, who are example for that? We are the ones. So we have to set an example for them. How we can transform karma bhog into karma yog. You know? And the second thing, I also get this inspiration from Dadis. You know what it means to have unshakable, stable, immovable state. Many, many situations have come in front of Dadis. Many, many. But they have maintained that stage of equilibrium. So to set an example for us. Now they are not here. So you, original jewels of Baba, are example for the new Brahmins. You know, sometimes we used to ask Dadis this question. Why God's instruments like Gulzar Dadi has to suffer? You know? So Dadi used to tell us, see, many people have not seen Baba in Sakar. So how could they believe that it is possible for someone to go through that experience without having any sorrow? To set an example, they are going through that experience, but actually they are not suffering. So this is something which is close to karma teet stage. How do I know I am coming close to karma teet stage? I will have settlement of karma in the form of sickness, but no sorrow while going through the pain. It's like a pinprick. Sometimes it is like a flower. It's like a cotton wool, you know. And seeing that example, people can get inspiration, the power. No, I was wondering why Baba is asking us nowadays to practice bodiless stage. Bodiless stage, what is the benefit of practicing bodiless stage over a period of time? Bodiless stage, over a period of time that we accumulate, at that time, works like painkiller. When you have severe pain in the body, at that time you cannot practice bodiless stage. But the one that you have already practiced and accumulated, that works like a painkiller for you. That works like glucose, you know, drips, giving energy to the soul. So that is why it is important for us to accumulate the practice of bodiless stage over a period of time. Of course, there is some other reasons also why Baba says you need to practice bodiless stage is that you can leave your body at your own will. When you have a thought, I want to leave my body, you just leave your body. If you have had the practice of being bodiless. You know, what is bodiless stage? Huh? To die. Die alive. So I can leave my body at my own accord. And not only that, at the time of destruction, this stage is very important because many, many impure souls will be in the atmosphere wandering. Because, you know, people will be dying, untimely death, natural calamities and all that. So many souls are wandering everywhere. So if I am bodiless, I don't have any fear. Because they can't possess me. I am not in the body. You understand? They cannot possess me. So I am free. I will not be troubled by any soul. But in fact, I am able to give sakash to other souls who are suffering when I am in the bodiless stage. So this is why it is very important at this time to practice bodiless stage. You know, Brahma Baba, in the last moments, he practiced bodiless stage to such an extent, he went into deep, deep silence. Even Dadi Gulzar, 2 years, deep silence. Dadi Prakashmani, he did not talk for 2 years. She was very much in the body, but did not come into sound. So the power of silence that is being accumulated is very, very important. So we need to learn some lessons from dadis to increase our power of silence, increase our stage of being bodiless, increase our stage of accumulating blessings. One more thing that helped like an injection at that time is the blessing. It works like dawa. Dawa means medicine. So this is what Baba has given us homework to do. Give blessing, receive blessing. Simple thing anybody can do. And those who have enough blessings in their credit, they don't have any fear. No matter where they are, what they are doing, the blessings will work like a canopy of protection, a shield around them. Do you agree? So how many blessings have you accumulated? What is the way to give blessing? Just have good wishes and pure feelings. Nothing else. If I cannot do anything, at least I can wish well to someone. You know? Speak good words, think good thoughts, so that energy, the pure energy that travels, can do wonders. So I'm sure, you know, all of you must be working on these aspects according to the present time. More service has to be done through the mind than through words and actions. Actually, you become a constant server when you begin to serve through your mind. But one thing I learned from Dadi Janki is that before you think of serving others through your mind, you must serve your mind yourself. When you serve your mind will serve others' minds. So what it means to serve my mind? To make my mind my best friend. What it means is, think good about myself. Think positive about myself and no waste thoughts. Do you have any waste thoughts? Anybody? A lot? Little. Why waste? When Baba has given us the divine intellect to discern waste from good, bad from good, why not we use the intellect to discern? What is the reason for having waste thoughts? They say empty mind is devil's workshop. So we don't keep our mind busy. That is why waste thought comes. Ideal mind is God's workshop. Idle mind is devil's workshop. So don't allow the devil to come into the mind. Let God work through your mind. You know, so that I am able to spread that good vibrations. See, now Baba is talking about not just the mind. For the senior Brahmins, it's attitude. You have to serve through your attitudes. Because attitude creates vibration. Vibration creates atmosphere. So people should be able to smell the atmosphere, empower themselves through the atmosphere, even without speaking a single word. So that means I am constantly thinking, I am constantly producing vibration. I just need to make sure my vibrations are healthy for other people to inhale. You know, I was talking to somebody many years ago in Turkey. You know, Turkey is a country where they call it as chimney. The cigarette smoking is so bad that the country looks like a smoking place, chimney. So I was talking to somebody and saying that it's not a good karma to smoke, because even if a person who is sitting next to you, they are not smoking, but they become a slow smoker. Even if they inhale you smoking, that karma also comes to you. So it could be possible one day you could be locked up in a room where there is no air. You cannot breathe as a result of your smoking. They were so scared. They said, I am going to give up smoking from today. So it's really like that, you know, karma. So that is why we just need to make sure I don't think good for the sake of myself, but I also think good and positive for the sake of purifying the atmosphere. It's service. Your attitude, your vibration that you carry with you is doing service. You may speak afterwards. To such extent, we have to think of our role in Baba's yajna, in Baba's knowledge. You know, that is self-service. So I have to serve my mind first. Then the mind will serve others automatically. You agree? If you don't think waste about yourself, then automatically your vibrations will reach out to others. So they feel good in your company, light in your company, and that itself is a service. So this is why, you know, those of us who are, we call you as seniors more than 30 years in Gyan, to be an example, to show to the Brahmin family what Baba's teachings are. Because when we perform, when there is dharana, put knowledge into action, it is easy for others to follow. Otherwise, we find it difficult, you know. When we see an example in front of us, then it becomes easy to follow. So I just wanted to share some of these thoughts, but we want to have some chit-chat, exchange. If you have any question, if you want to share any experience, you're most welcome. We would like to have interaction. We want to make this session more interactive, not an official class as such. I just wanted to share some of these thoughts from Dadis, from time to time, from Baba. So now I will open it to all of you. Whoever wants, just put your hands up. We will give you a moving mic. You can come here and speak. So anybody wants to ask anything, can we have a moving mic here on the stage? One mic, cordless mic. Yeah. Yeah, please. Here, not on the stage. They will put the mic here. Anybody wants to ask?
That in order to burn our bad karmas, whatever we have accumulated, as Baba says, waste, we want to burn that completely, so we get rid of it. But we have to be in a particular seed stage to do that. So I wanted to actually know exactly how we can do that. Because by just remembering Baba and, you know, remembering, you know, what good karmas you've done, this, that and the other. But you have to be exactly in that form.
Yeah.
So sometimes I wonder, how can I make sure that I'm doing the right way?
So that's why nowadays Baba is emphasizing on the volcanic, fiery form of remembrance. You can burn the seed of your sanskara when you are in the volcanic stage of remembrance, fiery form of remembrance. So that means, you see, one is I create love for Baba in my heart. I create fire of love. So the fire of love ignites the fire of yoga. It has to be double fire. So when the fire of love is ignited by the fire of yoga, that becomes a fiery form where you are totally lost in Baba. You become one with Baba, you know, and disappear. Just like a moth and a flame. When the moth recognizes the flame, it jumps into the flame and becomes a flame itself. So moth doesn't exist anymore. So we have not yet tried that fiery form of yoga. You know, so we need to ignite so much of love for Baba that we are lost in his love. We become one with Baba. Just like, as I said, you know, volcanic yoga. So you are lost and you disappear. Your identity is lost. That is when you know the seed of the sanskara is burnt. It's not ordinary yoga will do. So somebody asked Vedanti Ben one time, what is your definition of volcanic yoga? She mentioned in one line, simple, get lost and disappear. Get lost in Baba and disappear. Just like the moth and the flame. The moth doesn't appear anymore, it becomes a flame itself. So the seed is gone. I am totally purified. And for that you need purity, concentration. If there is no concentration, there cannot be any volcanic yoga. Without purity, you cannot, you know, like attracts like. So God is ever pure. If I want to get attracted towards Him, I need to be that pure also. So I need the power of purity, I need concentration, and I need introversion. So it's this that will help me to get into that stage. Okay? Anybody else, please, anything you can ask or you can share, you're most welcome. We want to hear maximum people. Yes, sister? Anybody? Yeah? Yeah, you can come to the mic. Please come. If you need a translator, bring translator. Bring translator with you.
Didi, sometime my experience, suddenly awakening midnight or between midnight to Amrutvala, no sleeping coming. But that time, what I do?
Well, the question is, sometimes at midnight or wake up at night, we cannot sleep, what to do? So I think we have to not to wake up at odd timings, because it affects our health, it affects our routine. So I just need to make sure I check with the doctor for that cause, what is the reason that I wake suddenly at midnight, what is the reason for that. If there is medication necessary, you take it. If not, we would suggest that you just meditate for a little while and go back to sleep. Because it is not the correct time for meditation. So if you do it at odd timings, your body will be affected. So when you feel like suddenly wake up in the middle of the night, you cannot sleep, just sit down, read something and meditate for a while and go to sleep. That's my advice. Yes, anybody else, anything, any question? Feel free to ask anything. Yes, sister, come. Can speak English? Then somebody can translate Russian? Yeah.
I will translate.
Yeah.
You are talking about practicing bodiless stage. And there will be many wandering souls about us. And the question is, when we are at this bodiless stage, so our body is empty from us, and can those wandering souls jump into our body?
No. This is why we practice bodiless stage. They can't find our body. We are not in bodies. So they can't find bodies to enter at that time. You are bodiless. They can't find your body. That is the benefit of practicing bodiless stage, because they can't find your body. You are a only point of light. I tell you one experience. You know, last time in Sri Lanka, they were doing the shooting. You know, gun shooting people. So one sister who was in Gyan, she was telling her experience. When she came in front of that person who was shooting, she was in bodiless stage totally. So he cannot see her body. She walked through as a point of light. Nothing happened. You see? And she was saved. They couldn't see her body because she was in bodiless stage. Only point of light. They couldn't do anything to her. Yeah. That is why we have to practice that bodiless stage for a long period of time. One more experience, one sister in Africa. You know, in Africa also there are many terrorists who come, thieves who come to rob at any place. So one day, this sister was alone in the center. One day, one thief came coming from the roof, door all closed. So when she heard the noise, she started repeating, "I am a bodiless soul, I am a bodiless soul, I am a bodiless soul." So this thief thought she was talking to another person. So he thought there were two people. So he went away. So he did not touch her at all. See, because she was practicing bodiless stage loudly, even that also saved her from being attacked by terrorists, you know.
I've got a question about the karmic accounts. My mother left her body 48 years ago. She was a very spiritual soul. And I've got a question.
У меня было такое состояние, что не все не закрыла она какие счета, я точно не знаю. Но вот ощущение того, что я сейчас сама пребываю вот в йоге.
I have a feeling that she didn't close all her karmic accounts, and now I'm practicing yoga. And
у меня есть такое ощущение, что приходят души мне баба посылает, которые как бы она через них да со мной закрывает эти счета. Может ли такое быть?
That I have a feeling that Baba sometimes send me some souls, and through some circumstances with the souls, I feel that I close my mom's karmic accounts. Can it be true?
No, you cannot, interfere in other people's karmic account. Each one have to settle their own karmic account themselves. Doesn't matter whether they are my mother or my daughter. You know, because the karma is performed by that soul, so that soul has to settle. So I cannot settle somebody else's karmic account. So I can only give sakash for that soul to settle the karmic account, but I cannot settle.
Namaste. Thank you.
Come.
Om Shanti Didi. I live alone, and my friends or workers who come to repair the house are scared to go inside the house. They see small people and other entities. But for me, sometimes I hear sounds or some movement on my side. But otherwise, I'm not really scared. I do yoga. But how do I address this, the fear of others towards my home?
Actually, many of those things are our own imagination. Nothing of that kind really exists. That because I have imagination, so imagination sometimes creates fear. Many of the fear that we have doesn't even exist. You know, that is why the fear is made up of four letters, you know. False evidence appearing real. F-E-A-R. False evidence appearing real. Something not exists, it becomes real and creates fear. So the best thing to do at that time is you face that situation one time and you will get rid of that fear for all time. You understand? Like, for example, people who have fear of dogs. Simple example. Now, how do you get rid of the fear for dog? They say, look into the eyes of dog. Actually, dog is scared of you. It is trying to run away from you. But you attract dog towards yourself because of your fear. But if you stand steady and look straight into the eyes, it will walk away. So the best way to overcome such fear is to face the fear once, and for all you will be free. Don't create imagination. One imagination leads to another imagination and another imagination, another imagination. And it becomes like a magnified situation. No need to do that. Yeah. Does that answer your question?
Didi, the fear is not with me. It's with the other people. They really scared. Some workers, I leave them alone in the house. When I come back, they're outside because they were so scared.
No, that is their problem. You don't worry about it. If they don't want to work there, they can leave. But you don't get scared because of their fear.
No, Didi. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Om Shanti, Didi. А если отец Локик оставил свою жизнь самоубийством? Тогда это как-нибудь сказывается на его детей.
Еще раз скажите, мне не услышала ваш вопрос.
Если отец Локик оставил свою жизнь самоубийством?
Это ваш папа?
Да. На детей как-нибудь сказывается или дети не закрывают? Кармические счета родителей, как это уже было сказано.
Your dad finished his life with suicide.
Who?
Your dad. Dad father. Logic father.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Does it mean that she, as his daughter, has to settle his karmic accounts?
No. Actually, people commit suicide because of some unfulfilled desire in their life. You know, they have some disappointment, they have some unfulfilled desire, so they cannot face it, so they commit suicide. So you don't have anything to do with that. Yeah. So that is why in Baba's knowledge, Baba discourage this action of committing suicide. It is actually the greatest sin one can commit. Actually, there is nothing called suicide because the soul cannot be killed. It's only body you damage. And that is also because of your own selfish desire, your ego, your revenge on someone, negative feelings, you commit that action. But you will not be relieved of that because of that. Still your karmic account will be still there. But if I am related to that person, I don't have anything to do with it. Yeah, no need to worry. Yeah, no need to worry. Yeah.
Thank you very much. I had the same thought. I just wanted to confirm that I'm thinking in the right way.
Yeah, you're thinking the right way.
Meera Didi, sometimes we hear that soul sarir lop ho gaya. Full sarir lop ho gaya. When, you know, when people are conducting meditation, they say that maine farishta swarup dharan kar liya aur mera sthul sarir jaise lop ho gaya.
Wo to anubhav. It's not practically they have left their body, but they experience in meditation. Some souls may experience as if their corporeal body has disappeared for a while. It's not that they have died, you know. So they just adopt a subtle body, replace the corporeal body with the subtle body through the experience, but not physically they are not dead.
No one can take that body.
No, means I need to experience coming and going. That's why Baba encourages us to practice 1 minute corporeal stage, 1 minute incorporeal stage, 1 minute angelic stage. It's a stage. Not like you practically leave your body.
Just an experience.
Yeah. But when I have maximum experience of that, when I have the full dharana, like Brahma Baba, when he attained that karmati stage, 100%, then he renounced his corporeal body and became an angel.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay, anybody else, anything would like to share? Huh? Is everyone okay? Yes, sister? Yeah. Traffic control song has not come here yet.
So Baba is talking a lot about attitude, vibration, pure feeling and good wishes, and often telling us that to listen to our seniors. But sometimes there is, if the senior have some problem with another Sandavasi, and the Sandavasi has left the center, has gone to another center, and we are told that we should be a bit distanced from that soul whenever we see her. So what, because we find it a bit discomfortable for us to act like this. So what would you?
No, means, you know, we just need to have, we cannot just believe everything other people are talking about another soul. It could be their imagination. Mm-hmm. It could be their guessing, suspicion.
Yes.
So first of all, I should not have the habit of listening to gossip.
Mm-hmm.
This is a kind of a gossip.
Yes.
you know. So I should not be listening to the gossip. And then secondly, any matters that are not connected directly with me, I should not interfere. So then I maintain good relationship with everyone. You know, I don't spoil my relationship because of somebody in between, but I maintain good relationship, but without interfering in their personal affairs.
Thank you, Didi.
So we should avoid gossip.
Yes. Thank you, Didi. Shanti.
Anyone else? So the main thing that we can take for our practice according to the present time is if I cannot do any type of service, at least I can give blessing and receive blessing. I can think good about myself and I wish good to others. And in order to do that also, I need to have a good stock of positive energy in my reservoir. If you don't have enough stock of positive energy in your reservoir of the mind, you cannot give. So where do you get that reservoir positive energy? Through Baba's Murli. So if you listen to Baba's Murli every day, and if you churn the Murli, extract the nectar from the Murli, so you practice the Murli in your life, you store that positive energy. And so you can use that positive energy even if someone is negative with you. So the positive energy nullifies because it works like transformer. You know, when you have a transformer, it can change. So when you have installed that reservoir of positivity in your heart, even if someone gives negative to you, you will not receive it, because the reservoir has the speciality of not taking. So it transforms immediately negative into positive, so you are safe. You are not affected. So one thing is, I should protect myself from affected by the negative vibration of others before I give positive vibration to someone. So this is something that I need to do. I must have enough stock of positive energy in my reservoir. So I must have a neutralizer in my reservoir. Even if somebody sends negative vibration, it automatically transforms into positive. So I am not affected by the negativity, you know. So in that way, I am always protected. So I am able to help myself and help others also. So I won't complain about others, you know, because I went to that place and the vibration was negative, so I was affected. You won't have any complaint, because you have a neutralizer in your reservoir of positive energy, so you transform. Understand? Is it clear? Yeah. So take this as a gift today. Reservoir of positive energy with a neutralizer. So anything negative coming from outside also get nullified, become positive. So you are not affected. You remain stable as you are. Then Baba can use you as an instrument to serve many other souls. If I cannot do any service, doesn't matter. At least I can wish well to everyone. Always remember, what you give is what you receive. Right? If you give love, you get love. If you give respect, you get respect. So you have to make sure you give what you want from others. And you must have that enough within yourself to give others, right? So for that one formula, make sure, take from one and give all. Don't have the desire to take from any other human being. If you have the desire of taking from anyone, you will be disappointed. So don't take from anyone. Take from one and give all. Be a bestower. The bestower has an open account, no credit debit account. So when you have an open account, always giving, you will always on the safe side. So that's what I would like to say. Okay? Anybody else, anything you want to share? Yes? No other questions? No other comments? All of you are okay? Okay means what? No, okay. O means Shiva Baba. K means kingdom. If you always remember Shiva Baba and your kingdom, you are okay. Not only single okay, double okay. Body okay, mind okay. That is called perfect BK. When your body, mind, okay, you are an ideal BK. Okay? Om Shanti. So we all thank Baba together for bringing us and to share each other's thoughts. Thank you.